All right, so we're going to get started so that, so I'm just going to put my little audio on just, you know, just for backup, you know, you never know.
Should I start recording too?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. All right,
and if you I'm going to send this stuff to you, bro.
Okay, no, of course.
And if you ever want to use the you know, just so we have the video on
too. Yeah, just, yeah, you good.
I'll send it to you.
So, I'd like to thank everybody joining me on another episode of Melon Dads. This one's special because I think this is my first video episode, because I'm trying to get into doing YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a special guest with me, and I'm gonna let him introduce himself.
Cool. I definitely will. All right, what's going on, guys? My name is Ikechi Yukazu. I'm a personal financial educator, also a creative writer. My book Chinwe and Obi just came out last Friday, which is
really
crazy. Yeah, actually, I'm writing. I just wrote a book, so I'm also an author as well, but just trying to make sure I give my gifts and talents out there in any way. Not trying to promote, but...
Why not?
But anyway, just you know, I'm really just about doing whatever I can to put smiles on people's faces, abundance, mindset, also a Christian as well, but yeah, just a couple things about me.
I just want to say that your name is... Your name is perfect, by the way.
Thanks, dude.
I watch a lot of anime, so kind of.
You know, I get that my name sounds. People tell my name sounds Japanese.
Actually. Yeah, or what's your nationality? Where are you from?
Nigerian.
Okay.
Nigerian.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
So we kind of
man, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. We came across our path when I first moved in here, I believe, and. You know, it's one of those friendships where, you know, time can go by and just like, you're not, I like relationships where it just doesn't seem like it's one, not only one sided, but like time might pass,
right.
Life goes, and right. it's no hard feelings.
Yeah. I think I met you at the laundromat, right?
Yes.
I think that's always where we somehow ran.
The universe and guys like. Yeah. You guys were running into each other.
Yeah, every time we reconnect, it's at doing laundry.
It's like, oh, hey, man, it's been like 8 years. How you been?
Yeah, good, man. How's the laundry, you know?
Hey, yeah. Keep it going. So, wow. Is this like available? It's only hard book right now?
No. It's available on Amazon right now, man. You can check it out. Just a quick thing about the story. It's a rom-com in the style of like The Wood. You know, like Love and Basketball, sleep in Seattle with Nigerian people, but more so just a story. It's also in between some of the chapters, I wanted to invite a collective experience so people get a chance to talk about what love is to them, what dating is to them, what relationships are to them, and get a chance to really ask their questions. Because I think at the end of the day, it's all about self-actualization. Yeah, we can have all these fancy things on the outside, marriage, kids, house, whatever, but it's really just about the internal peace. And I think these are questions inside the book, and the story will help lead to that internal peace.
Wow, this was a surprise. This was a bonus, because I didn't even know this was something that we would even be talking about. This is huge, man, because...
Thanks, man.
Wow, this is a huge milestone, man. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out, because going through the phases of my life I'm at now,
right.
You kind of have it take a step back,
yeah, man.
To, you know, internalize, you know, and to reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
So the reason why, like, I you know, we always catch each other, but it's the topics what we're discussing is just always at different times of what we're thinking.
Right.
But I stumbled across this the podcast that you sent me,
right,
and
man.
It really the biggest thing that stood out for me was self-actualization, and you know, the definition is when you reaching your full potential, and that being who you are, and you stepping into that, which will allow you to be the best version of yourself.
Exactly.
Because when we're not, we're having a constant battle internally.
Yeah, if I can.
No, yeah, no,
well.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, so the podcast that we shared, it's called The Strange. If you guys have not checked it out, it's amazing. The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale, and his version of success, what I think it is like Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. And I'll say that again. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Basically, whatever you have as far as in your mind, as far as goals, anything that's important, as long as you are taking steps towards that ideal, because what we know is there's no such thing as perfection. Nobody's ever going to get there. But what makes us, what incentivizes us as human beings is the fact that we're moving towards something that matters, taking steps towards something that matters. So that idea of success is just taking any sort of step towards something that matters. And what it is in that Strange and Secret, recommending you listen to it, just keeping that picture in your mind of what you truly want, and just holding it. And what it is, once you start planting those seeds inside your mind's going to immediately generate ideas of how to get yourself there. Because it's going to create what we call a cognitive dissonance. I'm just on this. Hey. If I can't, whatever.
Hey, nerd out, brother.
I'm a nerd out. So it's going to create a cognitive dissonance between your reality right now and the desired state that you're trying to be at, and say, okay, we're at A. A sucks. A is horrible. A is not the actualization that you want to be at, but B is where you want to be. So your mind's going to automatically generate ideas and concepts in order for you to get there.
Yeah. That's huge, because I also feel like that's like a double-sided coin. When you're not putting that energy towards motivating yourself towards your goals, mm-hmm. It leads you down a path of anxiety, depression, yes, yeah. Because you're not doing anything to take those steps.
Right, right. And, you know, thanks for allowing me, because I have something to respond to that as well. The most important thing that I think, because it's towards these goals, right? And I almost want to call it intentions, because I think sometimes if we talk about goals and we're not at the goal, then we're automatically a failure, which is not what the point of this stuff is. I think if we see it as far as these worthy ideals as a journey, as a place that you're mm-hmm. constantly trying to go, then that takes all the pressure of, hey, I'm not there yet. But I mean, if you get there, that happiness, and I'm being totally serious, because once we get to some of these goals that we've tried to have for 20 years or whatever, and we get there, that success is very short-lived. But the key, and Tony Robbins also says this as well, is the progressive realization, at least moving towards something that matters. That's the point. Yeah. The fact that we're moving, that's what creates happiness.
Well, that's what momentum is.
Yes, sir.
That's where it comes from. So, but when I was kind of looking, like, the different, I think, like, I was looking at, like, Maslow.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And it was like a pyramid.
Right.
And the pyramid, it started out like the bottom was like psychology. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I think physical and mental wellness. Right. Right. That you build that up.
Right.
And then I believe it was like security.
Yes, sir.
Feeling secure either is with the people that's around you, right. Work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all these things factor into reaching your full potential, which right. is at the top of the pyramid.
Right.
And I wanted to share a story with you. I talked to my youngest son. He's still in Philly. Mm-hmm. And he was like, he was doing so-so with school. And I had like a conference with his teacher. And then, you know, like I had to evolve myself as being a dad, especially me living so far away, mm-hmm. to be more of a supportive role, right. opposed to coming down you mood.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure that they're already so tough on themselves. So
I'm going to talk to that point.
Yeah. So we happened to talk yesterday, and I asked him, you know, where he was at before, mm-hmm. and where he's at now. Does he see progression? And he said, actually, Dad, yes. From when we talked before and now, he's like, I feel like I was able to use where I was at to, you know, be better as not only school, but as a person. And I was like, wow. And all I could tell him was like, I was very proud of him, because that kind of the universe that just kind of like just use momentum to get to where we're at today. So it was huge for me yesterday. I felt it was a huge win, mm-hmm. Because it's like when you grow up, like I wish that my parents kind of talked to me through that way.
Oh my God.
I'd probably be able to, you know, probably would want to finish college or mm-hmm. probably be able to reach I still feel like I'm still trying to reach my full potential at 37. Mm-hmm. Right. So.
And I mean, I think we all are, man. There's a lot of things that we're trying to go for. I just want to, you know, just give you accolades. First of all, for you have kids, and you're still doing this. You know what I'm saying? And you're still going after things. You're still doing a lot of things that matter to you. And even, can I just say, even for that, because we just talked about how you, when you were a kid, you didn't receive some of that acknowledgement, and same thing for me, man. And I was thinking, because there's a couple of things that happened this week where I'm like, yeah, why did I react that way? And I'm like, it's probably because, and I'm going through, I'm actually going through therapy right now, and I believe every, like,
congratulations.
Everyone, I think a lot of people need therapy, and I think we do therapy through talking to a friend, whatever. There are multiple ways of doing therapy, but and I'm wondering why I'm reacting to some of these situations, and not to put the blame on like anyone, like parents or anything like that, but like I know because I didn't get some of those that recognition deep rooted in me, that now whenever some situations happen, that I immediately revert to the negative mindset.
It's because you don't have the tools.
Exactly. So I just wanted to say, that's really awesome that you're pouring that love into your son right now, because these kids need it nowadays, man. And I was talking to my supervisor as well. Like, she's talking about her kid being bullied. Were you ever bullied by any chance or anything?
No, I wasn't bullied. Okay. You know, kids always gonna bust somebody. They always gonna get on you. I mean, that just comes with school.
Right.
But no, I wasn't. Thankfully, I wasn't one of those kids that they targeted. So
That's good. My boss, she talked about her kid and just stuff that's going on there. And for her to still be there and kind of say, you're going your own way. You know what I'm saying? And that's a beautiful thing. So I just want to acknowledge you for doing that, because kids, you need it, man.
Yeah, I mean they're the next generation.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I've made plenty of mistakes, and it's like I had to internalize them and then afterwards, you know, see if that was the best course of action that I could have took in that moment, and then take that and then work on fixing it and adjusting. You know, I mean, people make mistakes, but it's what you do with that mistake moving forward that is going to, you know, reach your full potential.
Right.
So, now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, to that point, I mean, like, and what we do with that mistake, you know, and how we react in that moment of quote unquote failure says a lot about how we feel about ourselves. And can we give ourselves grace in that time? And that's something that I think, dude, I'm working on that. Like, I think we're all working on that. How do you give a different perspective? Okay, this is not what I want, but it's still a part of the journey to get me where I want. And I think a lot of maturity in my life right now is coming from, okay, some of those times where it's not something I've particularly wanted, but I'm still going in a direction that I'm truly going into. So anyway.
When do you feel like you got into the mindset of wanting to be the best version of yourself?
Oh man, since the Marine Corps, and I think we're all in the same. Since the
you served?
Yeah, military. Yeah, back in 2006. Thank you. 2000. Thank you for saying thank you.
Thank you.
2006 to 2010, you know, and before. I mean, well, actually, no, even before that, man, because I started doing music. When I was 14, and that just gave me something to shoot for, you know, and I was the worst musician. I was bullied. I'll just be honest. I was bullied because I was like the worst like drummer, but I put so much time there, and eventually I became the better drummer and started like I was the drum captain guy, you know. So, and that showed me that whatever I set my mind to, it doesn't matter what's happening in the reality right now, that you can take actions to still go the way you want to go, and that intensified through the Marine Corps. But especially after college, and I'll keep this answer real short, and realizing that I think after college there was, because I was like the big man on campus. I'm not to shut myself up, but big man on campus. And then I went into the real world and quickly got hit with like you're nothing. the world will put you down there,
eat you right up,
man. And then I started realizing, okay, all right, I'm okay. And then my friend gave me that Stranger Secret thing. And not even just that, but also like going back to church. And I was doing things my way. And that wasn't working. So once I started kind of, for me, I'm just not trying to, you know, proselytize or whatever, but for me, like, God is like showing me that, okay, I can't do it on my own power. So once I gave it to him, and then also plus like all the success stuff I was getting, then things started to like work. You know, things are pretty good right now, but I think that's probably when right around 2017. Once my first career like sucked. It was horrible.
That's actually just kind of going off what you just said, right. You know, that's actually in that pyramid of self-actualization, is right. Not needing the approval from others. So even though you were bullied, though people probably teased you because you right. sucked at the time,
right.
You was able to take that and be like, I'm going to show y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going to show y'all that I'm going to be the
right.
best.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a, man, dude, that is a strong place to be, where I'm listening to this podcast. This guy's named Tim Ross, man. Living life unbothered.
Yeah.
Like, that's the goal, bro. Like, to be unshakable. Like, I'm to have such a firm foundation in who you are,
mm-hmm.
that you know you're successful, and if people try to come with that crap, that's on them. That's
and never fucking them. Now they're out your circle.
And now they're out your circle, but also by actions speak louder than words, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk about that all day. Actions speak louder than words. Because if you keep putting the work in, they're still going to be talking back there like 10 years ago. And this actually has happened. With some of the same people who were talking like mess back in like high school, I don't see them no more, bro. I do not see them.
They vanished from the
face. They vanished. I don't know if they vanished. But like, not to hate, nothing like that. But what you, and we can talk about it as far as universal, like what you reap is what you sow. And that's a universal law.
Karma.
You put that negative action out there, you put that negative thought out there, it's going to come, maybe not now, but it will come back. And for me, knowing, and it's so, what is it? It's so, it's such a feeling of vindication, knowing that the good energy I put out there, even though it wasn't understood, now it's starting to have that fruit. And the Bible also talks about it too. Like, don't get weary in doing good, for in due time you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. And I've seen that happen. You keep putting those good seeds in the ground. You keep planting. You keep having faith that what you're going to do is going to work out, and it does work out. And also people who are planting some of those like negative seeds, like blah, 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 let them hate.
Mm-hmm.
Let them hate. Your time will come. And they'll see that. You don't have to say nothing to them. That's what even Steve Harvey said. You'll see.
Actions.
You'll see. Actions speak louder, bro.
Yeah. Just what touched me with what you said was that you got to keep planting them good seeds. That's, you know, right. So for me, I can't change who I am. I'm a giver. I'm somebody who is just going to do stuff for people.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, like, in times of, like, uproar, they might lash out at me, or say what I'm doing isn't beneficial to them, or because they're not doing anything for, I guess, you know, some people have that. I tell myself, if I change who I am, it's going to go against my true self.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
now I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be annoyed. Okay. I'm going to be...
Yeah.
Because someone is trying to change who I am because they're, you know, they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Right.
You know, so I think that's really huge, because, you just gotta be yourself. Regardless of what society thinks, regardless of what, I mean, cause only people that's going to know where your heart is yourself and Lord.
Right, yeah. I mean, and I think it's one of the most, and I do affirmations all the time, but not just affirmations. I'm going to say a million things in the mirror, and that can help.
That's how your morning start?
Actually, we can talk about morning routine if we want to go morning routine.
I need to actually have a solid one.
I will tell you, man, that's probably been the biggest thing. We'll get back to that. But I think just believing that, first, one of the most solid affirmations that I have, when I talk about affirmations, not in the sense of like, I'm rich and blah, 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 which is another one, but I would say pleasing troops for myself, to repeat to myself. And one thing that I affirm to myself, this is my own journey. Let them do what they got to do. I'm on my own journey. I'm not comparing myself to a person left or right. I'm going where I got to go. And this is not like I'm better than anyone, but like it's more so like you'll see when I get there what I'm trying to do. And people are seeing a different place because different fruits are coming. And I'm really thankful right now, like as I'm starting to become more of a Christian man and give things to God, like certain fruits are coming and people are like, okay, all right, I see what he was trying to do. Now you see mofo. So, but anyway, back to what we were saying. What was I getting to, man? Morning routine.
Yes.
And we can talk about morning routine because I think that's a good setup for the.
No, I feel like that. I feel like that really ties into our topic at hand, which is self-actualization, because you really have to keep like a sound, you know, mindset, a body, you know, because at the end of the day, like, you know, God said, your body's your temple.
Right.
And, you know, what you do with it is going to have an outcome years down the road, you know, next week.
Right.
In an hour or two.
Everything.
So, yeah. How is your morning start? Like, what do you do to build, you know, because every day you have to build yourself up.
Yeah, bro.
Because by the end of the day, you're broken down.
The world will try to tear you down. That's facts.
So what do you do to keep in that mindset of just staying rounded for the most part?
There it is. I think, yeah, positivity for sure, man. So first thing I do, actually, and I got this from, and it's constantly evolving. Before I even touch the ground, I say three things I'm thankful for to God in a bed as I'm just laying there looking up. Three things to God I'm thankful for. 10 things. Don't take what you want. This is just things I'm
doing. Judge.
It's working. 10 things that I'm grateful for. So it can be like family. It can be work relationships. It can be success, whatever. But all these things I'm trying to do is just trying to establish a positive mindset before I even go into the world. And then I start thinking about what am I trying to do in my life for a quick second. And all this will take about maybe, I would say, no more than 5 minutes me there. All right, so I already talked to God in the bed. And once I'm on the first thing, my knees go on the ground. I'm God, direct me today. Thank you for what you have for me. Lead me and guide me wherever you want me to do. Cool. All right.
That's the main part.
I'm almost done. All right. After that, I walk over to the mirror. I look over my goal. What am I trying to be? I want to be a loving, wise, humble, courageous individual. I'm going to help individuals achieve their maximum potential. I want to earn X amount of dollars. Like I'm saying, X amount of dollars. All this is possible in Jesus' name. Looking at that. Visualizing it. It's a lot, bro. It's a lot. Boom. And after that, I'll keep it short. After that, I do worship for 5 minutes, 10 minutes of Bible reading, 5 minutes of prayer. And after that, 15 minutes of meditation just to rest for a little bit. And I think that's it. Actually, there's one last thing. And then I do. It's a lot.
Now I'm over here sweating because I'm like, damn,
that's
I ain't
a lot,
doing
bro. And then, stuff. And then after that, it's 5 minutes of affirmations, of the actual affirmations of like, okay, what am I trying to do? And then 2 minutes of looking at what I want my future to be. And a cool thing that I've seen as I've started to visualize, but it's planting these seeds of like, and I'm not, I know manifestation is, I don't believe it because there is, for me, I think there is a mystical way of doing it, like I'm just gonna like put it out. I don't want to do it that way. I think for me, when I think of what I'm trying to go for and looking at these visualizations, it's like, okay, I look at these pictures of what I want and I remind myself, I want this because of that, I want this because of that, and this is what I'm gonna do. And as I'm internalizing these things, I'll notice these things start to pop up in my life and me move a different way. And like basically all I'm trying to do is all I'm trying to do is make sure at the beginning of the day, I'm taking a step in that direction. That's all I'm trying to do.
I truly believe in manifestation as well, because the three core elements of self-actualization is be fully sound physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Okay.
So to have all three of those cores at its highest peak is going to allow, you know, because at the end of the day, when you go outside,
right,
those things that are meant for you are out there.
Right.
You're just not putting your mind in the right mindset to even see them.
Right.
So when you do manifest positivity,
right, bro.
It allows your mind to link with your eyes so that you can see the things out there that are the universe and God have intended for you to be, so you can reach your full potential.
And now we have to go ahead. I mean, because I do believe we are truly creative beings, man. Like, mm-hmm. There's,
like, I mean, we're full of energy, like our electrons and neurons. Like we're
how you can feel like, okay, when you're around somebody, that person's energy is off. You can sense it. Like, don't, like, okay, we are creative beings. If anything, take that, you know. And definitely with the manifestation stuff. I mean, it's like, okay. Like, if you think about something hard enough and you start taking steps toward that direction, like, just, and I think about it, like, okay, if I'm trying to go that direction, what step can I do to get towards that? Okay, for instance, I want to make sure I put more positivity out there. All right, cool. And I'm just, example.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my homeboy is Julie doing this podcast. All right. Let's link up. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're here. You know what I'm saying? And there's no telling. Here's the thing. Because as you put those seeds in the universe, you don't know what's going to come back. There's no telling what people are going to get once we put this out there.
Yeah.
They receive it. And somebody links up. Oh, my God. Troy, bro. That was really cool. What y'all were talking about, man. Let me connect you with this person.
Yeah.
And that's another step in that direction. So,
yeah. I've had over about 70 episodes.
Congratulations.
And 2 years off and on. A lot of you know, hurdles, a lot of stopping because I wasn't in the right mindset to,
as always,
you know, no. Or I wouldn't say creative block, because I don't want to say easy, but I feel like this the reason why I did this and me continuing to do it is something that was meant for me to do.
Amen.
So it doesn't come off as, oh, it's work, mm-hmm. or it's, because for you to be, have your full potential, it has to still be fun for you. It has to, but, and that's why artists are artists, painters are painters, right. Musicians are musicians,
right.
Authors are authors,
right.
Because they were meant to do it, so it's fun for them. It doesn't come off. And now if their mindset changes to do other avenues, it's just because they were meant to do those other things.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to say, like, with doing this, the vibe right now that I'm feeling is a sense of peace here. And I think that as we're going towards our direction, it's to continually find that sense of peace. Like, whenever I was writing this book...
And how long did it take you to write that?
About 2 years, bro.
Okay.
Like 2020, yeah, September 2021, and just got, released now. So, almost 2 years. But, I mean, there were periods where it's like, I don't feel like writing. Let me do something else. But that's a part of the process, because you have to find peace in different ways. And yes, there might be times you have to kind of push through and just kind of just grind it out, whatever. But I think the most fulfilling thing, because what you practice, you will eventually become,
mm-hmm.
you know? So whatever I'm trying to do, at the end of the day, I want to make sure I'm achieving peace. And same thing too, if I'm doing my workouts in the morning and stuff like that, I'm not doing to be like the most, like, big guy in the gym, like, F you, because, and actually, this is another book. Anyway, let me shut up, bro. I got a lot of stuff to say. But, like, the feelings that you practice will eventually be who you are. So, everything I'm trying to do is, like, how can I do this in the most peaceful, fulfilling way? Fun way. Even working out, put on some music, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway.
Yeah, and also, working out, I got to get more works out here and there, but, It's to release those chemicals.
Yes, sir.
Because we don't understand how important working out is and what it does for our body. Mm-hmm. We release chemicals that allows our brains to actually wake up from its dormant and get us into the mindset of, oh, it's time to grind, it's time to work today.
It's time to do something. I mean, and I wouldn't want to get to the point where, like, I have to do, like, I talked about the morning routine. It's like a list of a million things. Whatever works for you, works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes it might not be working out. Sometimes it's just being, like, your working out may be just, like, spending time with the family. That's a workout. Your workout may be spending time with the kid. that's a workout. You know what I'm saying? Your workout may be, let me go talk to this person about future opportunities. That's a workout. It's a step towards what means something to you, and you not giving up. And I will say this, and I hear me on this. The dreams that matter to you were given to you for a freaking reason. Mm-hmm. And so you take a step as small as you can. And I was talking to one of my homegirls at work. She has to take care of her mom who's sick and stuff like that. And she's like, I don't got time to do everything that you're doing. You're writing a book. I don't got time to do all that. I'm like, just hold that dream. Just take even one step. That's the step that matters towards something you believe in. You know, all, in those little steps over time, you'll end up getting there.
And if you don't even put time, maybe 5 minutes a day, yeah, 5 minutes a week, if you don't take one step, then the internal part of you is going to be suffering.
Yes.
So everything else that you do is going to seem like a chore,
yes,
is going to be non-fulfilling to you, because inside you're fighting because you want to do something else,
yeah,
but you keep telling yourself that you don't have the time to do it.
That's it. That's it, man. And I think it was Steve Harvey that said it too. I maybe with The Rock or whatever. I listen to a lot of inspirational stuff too, man. Like,
that was great, man.
Yeah. Like that, those dreams. No, I think it was Denzel Washington. Yeah. The dreams that were given to you and no one else. And the way that it looks to you in your head, no one else can replicate that, because no one else will be you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So like, we don't want to go to the grave with these dreams and are, you know, just dying with us. And even if we may not actually get there, even if we get 20% of the way there, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, I mean, anything beats zero.
Right.
So, you know, we're not given tomorrow. I know at least the one thing I do is I wake up and I do thank God.
You said do.
Sorry. I do.
We're still children.
Yeah, we are. I do wake up and I do thank the Most High, because I've had a friend who was the peak epitome of fatherhood to me, the peak epitome of giving his all every single day. He would come to work and it wouldn't be sad or nothing. I'm like, man, this guy is kind of living the way my life is right now, with baby mama drama and all that, and he just come through freaking amazing. And I'm like, bro, what is your drive, man? What's your sauce, man? How are you getting up every day and just not putting the shotgun in your mouth or something like that? And he's just like, I know why I'm here. And I didn't know what that meant at the time when I was younger, and until one day my man just didn't wake up. And he was like 30, 32, 33, just stopped breathing in sleep.
The same guy you're talking about.
The same guy I'm talking about, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was young. So you know, seeing him leave behind like 4 kids, a wife that loved him tremendously, it was a hurt piece to me, because he was such a good friend.
Right.
But you know, he at that time served his purpose that was meant, and he got called home.
That part.
But he was a musician. He had rap albums and you know, he made albums that he would be dropping online or be selling on the streets of Philly. You know, and for him to go out that way, it kind of hurt, but it must have been his time.
You know?
So.
What I'm gathering from that is, like, he lived a full life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's more than, many of us can say. I think that, it's not the amount of life you live. It's a Stoic philosophy. It's not the amount of life you live, but it's a quality of life. Who did you serve? Who did you impact? What's your legacy? Did you know your purpose? And that's a beautiful state of being. And I think that comes from understanding, okay, there's only one person like me. What am I going to do with this truth?
I do feel like what you had said about just living a life of unbothered, being unbothered, I feel like that's huge, man.
Yeah.
I feel like that is what I'm working towards, mm-hmm. and I want to be, because the way my mind works, once I get stuck on a situation, a problem, yes. or something, I get frozen in time.
Yeah, man.
Time around me don't stop.
Yeah.
But my internal clock is just like, oh, freeze.
I mean, we can even talk about this too, man. I think that's something that especially is because Earl Nightingale from that Stranger Secret, which I highly recommend, says you become what you think about.
Yes.
You know, so learning in these moments, okay, what can I do to shift my mindset towards, okay, this is crappy, how can I make it something productive, you know? And that's how you become unbothered. I mean, I'm not there yet, but I think I've taken steps towards like, okay, that sucks, but I'm going to approach it. And one of the things I do now as far as like those affirmations, which why they're so freaking powerful, one of the things I say is, I'm going to live this life with passion and courage and intensity. No, passion, courage, integrity, and honor in the name of Jesus Christ. And for some reason, that's such an empowering thing for me to say to myself. Like, okay,
this situation. Like that, do you feel like that's armor?
It's straight up, bro. I'm letting you know how I feel. I can't put this. I can't write a
reason. No, I'm not. I'm trying to add some type of
no,
because that's how my brain thinks. Like I gotta put some.
But it is though. I know how we're talking about. He's actually another person you may want to have on the podcast. But that kind of stuff, man, is like, I feel emboldened now, and like, crappy stuff is going to happen in life. We are guaranteed. Life is not fair. I was listening to a Matthew Connery. How can I say that?
Oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But whenever I say that, it's like, okay, you knock me down, we're going to get back up and keep going, man.
Yeah, and I'm going to be stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Goku do.
Straight up. And then, but here's the thing. Okay, now we're talking about Dragon Ball. Man, how much time?
Yo, we over the time, man.
I know, man. But this is a good conversation. That's what I'm supposed to be, man. But like, even like, those training sequences, man. That you talked about where the self-actualization mindset, bro. We got fed that stuff when we were like kids. The Dragon Ball Z, the training montages. He's up in a gravity chamber.
And then now you think about it,
bro. That's,
when they show the images when he in the images where he like when like you know when he turns Super Saiyan 4, and then they show the scene.
Come on.
Where he like was going through the different stages, and he went from a baby to he was reaching his
full potential. Come on, bro!
I'm just saying.
Come on, okay. Dragon Ball Z trying to teach.
That's what I took from it.
It's trying to teach, but that's real. I mean, but we saw the work. Now we're talking about Dragon. We hear y'all, but we saw the work that Goku put in, and now he's like taking on the Vegetas or whatever it is. But that's the same thing with us. It's that we might not have like the physical like Vegetas and enemies. That enemies might be
Saiyans or black people.
It might be just like what the coworker. It might be the client. It might be the situation.
The company.
But then when we start putting those reps in of like, okay, for me it's the affirmations are the reps.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I don't care what happens to the like one of my things I say, I will trust in God in all situations. All right, cool. That's what I'm putting on. So whatever happens, like, and I actually had a situation where like something wasn't going right, and I said that to myself immediately. Peace. Okay, cool. Let's go. Let's get back into it, because what we want, and I'm talking to my therapist about this too. Whenever these situations happen, it activates the fight or flight mechanism.
Yes.
And when that turns on, and your blood pressure, and you know your heart starts beating, you're useless, bro. Like you can't really do anything. You're mobilized. So you got to have something, at least a positive trigger, just to get you back in the game and say, okay, we're here, we're good, we're fine, we're safe, we go. One thing that I even talk about too, because I'm thinking about this like an experiment too. Like, okay, what works, what doesn't work? Take this or leave it, guys. I know, and I don't know if you might have a lot of guys watching this show too. I got this from Mel Robbins. One thing you can say to yourself, you put your hand on your heart. It might sound cheesy, but just try it. Put your hand over your heart, you say, I'm safe, I'm loved, I'm cared for. You tell yourself that. You tell yourself, whatever it is, whatever, you can say to yourself, everything's going to be okay. Because what it is that positive affirmation to yourself, because right now you're freaking out. You're saying, I got to fight. And then you're telling yourself, because no one else is going to tell you.
People don't know how their own chemicals in their body activate.
Exactly.
And then why they activate.
And you have to be like, okay. Because basically that's like your inner child freaking out. Mm-hmm. And he wants to start fighting. And you're like, it's cool. It's good. It's all right. It's all right. And then you're back into it. Whatever works to get you back to normal, you have to do that.
So the last thing I wanted to ask you, because you're a lot more versed when it comes to this, any recommendations that we can give the viewers that could help them start their journey or add to their journey or even
Okay.
Yeah, some good stuff.
A couple things. Yeah, definitely, man. I have to always give glory and honor to God. I've seen so many things in my past, and like he's out there. So if you have any questions, just sit down, ask, hey God, who are you? Show me what you want me to do, and just go on that journey. Number one. Number two, The Stranger Secret by Earl Nightingale. Check that out. Because that'll change your entire life.
What's the one that you put me on to?
That's a Stranger Secret.
Okay.
Oh, Nightingale. Yeah, okay.
That.
No, actually, no. That wasn't that. That was, I'm sorry, As a Man Thinketh. That's what that was.
And that's on Spotify. That's and on for Spotify. Me,
yeah.
That's what really made me understand or start getting curious about self-actualization. Right. And it starts as a child. That's right. Why it's really important to cater to your children, talk to them, build them up, right. to not so that they believe in themselves, right. Instead of always bringing them down. You gotta, if you're gonna bring them down, you gotta bring them back up,
right.
and tell them why these, like, I always I'm a very realistic person when it comes to my children and explaining to them how life works,
right.
And I'll, you know, I always say, and I heard my dad still tell me to this day, and he's plus 20 my age,
right.
I've been 37, son. I've been 30, son. I tell my kids all the time, I've been 12, I've been 15, right, I've been 16, right. I tell my daughter, I've been 4, right, I don't remember when I was 4, but I've been 4 before,
right, been there.
Just so that they know that they can trust what I'm saying to them, yeah. Actually is going to benefit them and better them as, you know, I feel like a lot of parents get stuck in what their vision is of, mm-hmm. their children,
right.
Instead of giving them the tools to find their own vision.
Right.
But that's huge.
Yeah. I want to say that Stranger Secret. I forget. Please check that out.
I like more Audible stuff.
It is. It is.
It's on Spotify.
Yeah, because I recommended the As a Man Thinketh, because that's more like broad. But
yeah.
The Stranger Secret, it is. Strange. I mean, if you want to talk about manifestation, it talks a lot about that. But more about like the science behind. But it's a 30-minute thing that you listen to.
I rock out. I walk to work. Not rock even, out,
bro. That'll change your life, bro. Like,
I'm on it.
I was like, literally. I was like, yo, I want to be traveling. Why am I not traveling? Blah, 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 blah. Stranger Secret. Like, a year later, I'm traveling. Like, I'm going to, like, you know, like, easy stuff. Like, I want more money. I want, you know, okay.
Yeah, and I feel like this journey in my life, this part, you know,
yeah.
Being 37, looking towards a divorce pretty soon, you know, I just was like, I gotta be my own person again.
Right.
I gotta find my feng shui again. Like, I kind of lost it, you know, shadow boxing with myself.
I mean, please, like, guys, just, like, God, of course, but check out The Stranger Secret.
Yes, it's huge. Time,
because what it talks about, what you reap is what you sow.
Mm.
So, like, all the thoughts you put, like, you, anywhere that you're at, and I've accepted, is stuff that you've actually poured into.
Yeah.
And that sucks, I know it, but, like, you chose to get there.
Yeah,
and also by the thoughts that you encourage, whatever you encourage, you'll eventually bear fruit.
I was not a wise young man. I am getting there. I am pouring.
We're going, okay.
Old medieval time. I just watched Dungeons and Dragons last night.
Oh my god, yeah, that's coming up. But that too, whatever you pour in, it eventually comes out. One thing I will say last too,
yes.
Investing, because we have to probably do like an investing talk too.
Oh yes, please. Yeah. I have another girl that I'm gonna get you, but her, she gonna be on too. She's huge, so.
Yeah. What's that? The Simple Path to Wealth, because I'm really big on just helping people just like do their, on their financial journey. It works, guys. It works. If you just simple steps with the stock market, you can make it happen. No schemes or anything like that, but you can really like start to make some money.
You've always been a legit, upstanding man. That's every right, you know, as long as I've known you. Hasn't been too long, but it's some good stuff, man. So of course I like having certain people that I bond with, you know. So we're gonna be doing this again. Yeah. So this is gonna be on YouTube, but everyone can find my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all the podcasts I've put them on there. So
thanks for having me on, man. This is fun, bro. This is good.
This is good stuff. I mean, this is like a, I feel like a regular conversation we have when we're just walking by each other. I'm like, hey, where you going?
Man, it was supposed to be 15 minutes, but that didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is about to cut off anyway.
No, it's good.
Hey, it was good conversation. But yeah, I'm about to go and cook some dinner for my family.
That's good, man.
So, what about you?
I'm going to go just wind down and chill. I'm doing church later on. Hope cities. Come through if you can. If you mind, would you mind if I do a prayer?
Oh, of course. Please, okay. Please.
Cool. If y'all feel led to pray with me, go ahead. But
bow Father your heads.
God, we want to thank you for this time. Thank you for the creation of this day. Lord God, that there's so much beauty playing out in our lives, Lord God. And we know that we have a negative inclination to just do things that are not in our best interest. It's who we are. We're children. We're sheep. We don't know what we're doing. But God, I pray that you keep us connected to the good and what you're trying to do in our life. Plant that image of what the purpose is for our life and our lives a week. It doesn't matter if we live two more days, even tonight, Lord God, we accomplished what you've put us here for. We thank you, Lord. Show us more of yourself. Connect us. There's so much hurt inside this world. People killing each other. Let us be the solution, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. But this has been another episode. This is probably one of my favorite ones.
That's good, man.
So that's it. I think that's a wrap.
Okay, bro.
All right, I gotta do a hug. Let's go.
All right, cool, man.
All right, bro.